Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now, broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day and call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alvin, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out. Me and more, breathe in, breathe out. Never mind, it was time. Number nine, let my lies be line with a death wish. Right, didn't have no name on the guest list. Hold on,
we begin hour two with the call. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776. Let's get to Eric. Eric just has a question. What's up, Eric?
Hey, dog. Great show. Hope you had a good Christmas. So I want to talk about Bryce Young. People consider him a bust after the first season, but you know, they're saying C.J. Stroud was coming up and Bryce Young was a bust after this season. How do you feel about Bryce Young and the C.J. comparison? Also, did you get a chance to see that film, Nosferatu? And how do you feel about Abigail Dice? Do you work out videos for the new year? I hang up and listen.
Once again, I don't even know if she makes workout videos, so that should answer your question about that. I did see Nosferatu. I'll get to that. But Bryce Young versus C.J., I would keep CJ ahead. There is a size difference that I will take over the kid, unfortunately, who gets compared to a high school skateboarder anytime he's not in his football uniform. So I will take CJ there. But it's a nice bounce back for Bryce Young. Credit to Dave Canales, who did wonders with Baker. Baker's continued that this year. We can get into some of the nonsense at the end of the Saints game where they were stat hunting too in a game that they really needed and they barely pulled out. But, you know, hey, let's not run out the clock. Let's get Mike Evans's 1,000 yards, which they did do. And there was a big celebration in the game they really needed. But back to Bryce Young. Nice game yesterday. Maybe the best game of his career against the Falcons defense. That isn't great. I don't know if Bryce Young is going to be anything more than, oh, look, Bryce Young had a nice game. Like, people talk about it in that tone because of how bad year one was. Is he ever going to get to a point where we're, like, expecting Bryce Young to be good? Or he'll get that pat on the head. Look, Bryce played well. Look at little Bryce. He played well. I don't talk about him that way, but that feels like the conversation because of how bad he was and how bad the situation was as a rookie. Anytime he does anything, it's like, oh, look at that. Bryce is not as bad as we think he is.
Yeah, if you think that we overreacted and, you know, the pendulum swung too far in CJ Stroud's favor after what, 15 games as a rookie last year, and then we vaulted him too high up, maybe we shouldn't immediately vault up Bryce Young after he got benched in October. And
yeah, they did sit him down, by the way.
Has had six, seven decent games since then. Maybe we shouldn't make the same mistake. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy.
I'm not rooting against Bryce Young. I mean,
no, I'll pat him on the head. Yeah. Very easily.
he's got three straight games.
Won't even hurt my shoulder. Really.
Well, yeah, you're probably patting
it's
down.
Like even,
you're
really.
Not even reaching up.
That's yeah, even. Come on.
Well, the hair.
It's like five. What?
He's like 5'9" plus. I think.
Oh, then so, maybe. Then, yeah, it will be.
Whatever it might be, he's had three straight games in the year of a pass rating over 100, 7 touchdowns, no picks, and I would say. I don't remember any of his numbers from last year, but the 3 touchdowns, pass rating over 123 in his final game of the season, would say, if not the best game of his career, certainly in the top 2. So give Bryce Young all the credit in the world for not going into a shell and letting people who have talked about him in a negative way kind of destroy what he thought was going to be a promising career. But as far as what he is and what he will be, I don't know. CJ was supposed to be a top five quarterback this year, and look at him.
Yeah, that's the exact thing. I'm not going to say this guy that got benched
for Sam Darnold. No,
2 months ago.
Andy Dalton.
And the only guys that dropped back because Andy Dalton got hurt because he was in a car wreck.
Yeah, and then Bryce Young
snatched it.
Credit to him for being good enough where they didn't feel the need to give Dalton a job back when he was healthy.
Can't lose your job to injury. If I'm Andy Dalton, that's what I'm muttering every time he walks past me.
I mean, is it the worst way he's lost his job? He lost his job to not being good anymore, so it whatever.
Also, if you're Andy Dalton, you'd kind of know what you signed. Honestly, you're probably like, damn, I have to play now? I was hoping to just ride out being veteran mentor for a while.
Yeah, look at it. One game where you have to hop in and play, and you know the energy that you provide, that's great, but you didn't want to carry an entire year, did you, playing for the Panthers?
He was like, oh, man, I'm so close to being on the Case Keenum retirement plan where I play for 5 years before actually retiring.
Yeah, he picked the wrong spot. He's in his next spot, I imagine they didn't sign him to a two-year deal. Go find yourself a place where there's an established quarterback who doesn't get hurt. Go play there. And even if he does get hurt, you've got a good infrastructure that even if you have to play a couple games, you will have a real shot to win some games. And the entire weekend will be about, man, Andy Dalton still has it.
Yeah.
Because you are playing in a great spot. That should be his next spot.
Maybe like the Broncos or something.
Yeah.
Be the veteran mentor to Bo Nix, even though there's probably like 6 years difference. It's more than 6 years.
Yes, it is. It is more than 6 years, yes. Bo Nix of the playoff-bound Denver Broncos. They smack the Chiefs around yesterday. Chiefs were like, you know what? Bubble screens. You want to throw the ball in the middle field, check downs. We're good. I was watching that game until like, you know, the second drive. Okay, this game's over. I don't think that the Chiefs defense rushed more than four in the two plus drives I watched.
They went preseason rules? No, Pro Bowl rules.
They went Army All-American Bowl rules where you have to run four down and you can't blitz is what it looked like to me. The high school all-star game. I get it. There's nothing to play for. And why show anything, I guess? And even you can look at it even on offense. They ran a couple zone runs on the first drive of the game to get to like third and three with their fullback / running back. I don't even know that guy's name.
Oh, Carson Steele?
Yeah, Carson Steele was the guy.
The alligator?
Yeah, and then on third down, hey, Wentz, if you can complete it, great. If not, the Chiefs walked into that game going, they try to play like an FCS school who's getting a paid game against an SEC school. Let's run the ball. Let's get out of here. No injuries is what they pretty much how they played it.
It basically is a bye game. It's like it is a game. It's like we only have to do this like contractually because in the NFL we cannot play 16 games. Yes. If we could, we would.
We would in this situation. So the Chiefs did what they had to do to not get hurt, and now they have the one seed, and they'll wait to see who they have to play. Okay, before we go, let's get to this. First, we're going to play Jerry Jones after the game yesterday. He was asked about Cooper Rush not playing. Cooper Rush was due a unlikely bonus. He had to played 80 snaps, I think, or so to reach that bonus. So it was unlikely he was going to get to play 80 snaps. He earned $250,000 for playing 45% of the snaps this season, and that was in due to Dak's injury. He would have gotten another $250,000 if he played around 80 snaps yesterday. That wasn't going to happen, but Jerry Jones was asked about it, and let's see if we believe Jerry Jones when he says he didn't know about any of that.
How much did Cooper Rush's contract incentive play into him not playing today?
I didn't even know about it. I didn't even know about it until I read about it. So nothing at all. Those incentives are in there for the team. And we put them in there so that if someone is, in his case, as a backup quarterback, has to play, they've got the financial incentives, but they're usually put in there because of people representing him, and they should be. So he did really earn some pretty serious incentives this year.
Yeah, $250,000 for playing 45% of the snaps. He would have made another $250,000 if he played 55% of the snaps. He would have needed 80-plus in last or yesterday's game, according to Jane Slater. So that was Jerry doing his normal post-game thing, telling the world, I know I make all of these decisions, but I had nothing to do with Trey Lance playing. That could be true, particularly if the snap count thing is right. But my favorite thing from Jerry Jones yesterday was his surprise appearance on the hit Paramount Plus show, Landman. Now, the scenario is this. John Hamm's character has another bypass. He's laid up in the hospital. So Jerry Jones is in a scene with Billy Bob Thornton and John Hamm. And they give Jerry Jones all the space in the world to cook. Now, it's like 2 minutes worth of Jerry Jones. I've cut it down. Here's Jerry Jones on Landman yesterday.
I just know it's not going to be this time, but you're going to be sitting here sometime in the future, laying here sometime in the future. And this room's going to be full of your business associates and the people you've worked with all your life. And more than likely, your children and family are going to be there because they're your children and your family. But you could have them there because they're the people you spent your life with, you worked with, you fell down with, you got up with. Not just Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Jerry tearing up.
That's who you want to be with. So when that time comes like this, it's a celebration of your life. And you're not wishing you'd spend a little more time seeing a few more sons come up. That's the trick. That's the trick. Because that's going to be your glory. I'm pretty proud of them Cowboys. I'm pretty proud of the stuff we've done in oil and gas. It pales in comparison to how proud I am just to have lived my life working with my kids.
Sean, after hearing Jerry put on a performance, what do you think? Now, you don't get the visual. I got the visual of the eyes tearing up. What do you think of after hearing Jerry put on a show?
That was good.
I know. That's the thing. Good. It was good.
They started tearing up. That was believable.
He got choked up. Yeah.
Wow.
Jerry put on a performance now.
Has he been?
He's been wasting
his time running the Cowboys for 30 years?
Possibly. I don't know how many other acting things he's done. I think he's done a couple.
But I think he's better at this than being a GM.
Certainly. At this point.
God.
Jerry went in and got it done. I don't know how many takes it took, whatever, but
I don't care.
It doesn't matter. That is Jerry Jones. Yes, that Jerry Jones.
Wow.
In a room with Billy Bob Thornton and John Hamm, and he stole that scene.
At what point do you think Billy Bob Thornton was like, oh, my God?
Well, this is how it went. Like, John Hamm is laid up in the hospital, and Jerry's talking. And then at some point, Billy Bob Thornton walks in. His character walks in, and he goes, Mr. Jones?
Oh, okay. So it is Jerry Jones playing Jerry Jones.
Yes, he's not playing somebody else. You heard him say the Cowboys. He's playing Jerry Jones.
Yeah, that's right.
He's playing Jerry Jones. And so Jerry playing Jerry can get the job done.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm telling you, man.
It's shocking how good he was.
I know, right?
It's like he was legitimately good. Like, he wasn't good for a cameo.
Yeah, he wasn't good for the owner of the team maybe being a friend of the director getting in. He was good being Jerry and just being good as an actor.
Yeah, like when like a musician is in a movie or something, like a cameo spot
and
in a comedy.
You know, you pat him on the head like we do Bryce Young. Oh, look at you. You did a pretty good job.
Yeah, that's pretty good. No, he was like good. Yeah. Wow. And they gave him like emotional heft. Like, it wasn't like a nonsense.
Yeah, it wasn't like
Entourage cameo. Yeah, it was like an actual cameo.
It wasn't Jerry talking about football and talking. And
let me tell you, Billy Bob Thornton. I don't know what his name is in the show.
I don't care.
It's
like, yeah, it doesn't matter.
You know, running an oil rig is not like running the 1996 Cowboys. And like, nope. He
didn't have some anecdote about Jimmy Johnson and Troy Aikman. None of that. It was just,
you need a couple Charles Haley's on your team.
Something. Yeah, no, Jerry's making, look at Jerry. Jerry did the thing. It wasn't that. So as much as we'll take shots at him, and maybe rightfully so, not at that, though.
No. By the way, I 100% believe he does not know the contract incentives for Cooper Rush. I believe it.
I wouldn't be surprised by that.
I mean, it's not good that your GM doesn't know the contract incentives for your backup quarterback who's now your starter. But, I mean, I don't know. He's too busy on Landman. He's too busy reading his lines.
Unless we think that's just simple natural talent, Jerry put in the work. So he was focused on Landman as opposed to, the end of the season and what Cooper Rush could or couldn't make.
Is the season over for Lehman?
I think it's a 10-episode season, okay. And that was episode 9, I think. So okay. I think there might be one more episode.
Hopefully it comes back.
I wouldn't
put it past him. You should get a season 2 arc, if there is a season 2. I don't know.
It's a Taylor Sheridan show, so it's a pretty good possibility, but you never know.
Taylor Sheridan is Landman Arlington. Colon Arlington.
it's true. How do we get Jerry in now, the show more often?
Yeah.
Put Landman in Arlington, yeah. Yeah.
Or starring Jerry Jones as Jerry Jones.
Well, he's already in the universe as Jerry Jones, but that doesn't say much cuz all of Taylor Sheridan shows the same guys appear in different shows. In fact, I was watching the show at Zoe Saldana.
Lioness.
One of Billy Bob Thornton's best friends in Landman is playing one of her operators in Lioness. So it doesn't matter.
So he's like, yeah, okay.
Jerry Jones could play Jerry Jones
in this
show.
He's like Christopher Nolan. Or it's just like, I got three friends that are definitely going to be in this movie.
Yeah, he's got his guys. Even the daughter, Billy Bob Thornton's daughter in this show, is in like his 1883?
Sure.
It's either, I don't know if it's the 1920 Yellowstone one or the 1883 one. He's got three overall. She's in that. She's in one of those shows too. So it's not just his boys. The actresses get recycled. He just has this community of people he trusts, and that's what he does. All right, we will credit Jerry Jones for that. Maybe he's got a Golden Globe coming up next year. Golden Globes were a thing last night. Jerry's performance didn't have enough time to be submitted, but you never know. Guest starring role, Jerry Jones, shut it down on Landman. We'll come back with more if you want to get in, 713-780-3776. We will hear from Tom Haberstroh when we come back. He was on the Kevin O'Connor, formerly of the Ringer podcast. He's a basketball guy. And they made predictions, and one of them is about Reed Sheppard. Surprising one. We'll get to that and anyone who wants to get in when we come back.
ESPN 97.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios is the Del Olalea Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Joe and I
now
were talking
about... Now back to Del Olalea.
I'm talking over the sounder. Joe and I were talking about Landman and all the Taylor Sheridan universe. Joe's watching Yellowstone and all the prequels. And Landman. So that's why Sean was like, hey, wrap it up.
Oh, there. I was just looking at... He was talking as the music's playing. I was waiting for him to like...
Well, he can't hear. It's not his fault. I could, and I still didn't care. I still want to talk about the television shows, and so does Pena. Pena, what's up?
Yeah, what up, Bill? Hey, man. So this weekend I binge-watched Squid Games 2, and a couple of my friends, they were saying, oh, I was mad about the ending. When I finished it, I was like, "How? Why are you mad? Like, I mean, honestly, like, I'm mad that his best friend died. But how did y'all not see this outcome like happening? I mean, they showed you who the front man was. You see him playing the game with the main character. I can't pronounce his name. And I mean, like, how did you not see that happening? Like, why are y'all mad? But the thing that did make me mad was. Well, not mad, but kind of like sad. I believe he died. Was one of the dads that little girl who was in the hospital? He ended up dying when the players decided to retaliate. I think that he died. I'm not sure, but that was pretty much it. And I don't know if he did talk about this, but I can't remember you talking about it. But if you can just give me your feedback about season 2. Thank you. Have a great day.
Well, I can't give you any feedback because I didn't watch season 1 or season 2. The person I should bring on is my mom. She decided to download Netflix for a different thing. And, of course, Netflix is going to push download. She signed up for it. And then Netflix is going to push whatever they want to push. And the first thing that she decided to dive in on was Squid Game. My mother's like, well, 70-something. And she's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to watch this Korean language television show. Except she did the English dubs, which is not surprising. So, Pena, if she ever wants to come on and talk about Squid Game, she's the person to talk to. I let you go because why not? I don't care. But I had no idea what you're talking about. I've never seen an episode of Squid Game. I might get into it at some point. It's just not my thing. Or at least it hasn't been. Sorry about that. But I'll give you the room.
Yeah, I also got nothing on Squid Game, believe it or not.
This is a show we have nothing on. But if you want to talk about random things that come on MGT Plus, MGMT, or excuse me, MGM Plus, like From, a show that I bring it up because Julian's on hold and he has called about that show. I got stuff on that, but not about a very popular Netflix show. Ain't never seen an episode. Sorry, man. It's funny because I watch a lot of Korean language Netflix stuff, just not that one.
Are you, you're a Korean show hipster? You're like, Squid Game went mainstream.
Yeah, there's going to be an American version. Means we're done for.
Wait.
Yes, there's going to be a Squid Game American version, yes.
We already have Hunger Games.
Yeah, they stole that from... I think they stole that from a Korean either TV show or book. I forgot.
That's why I didn't watch all the Squid Game stuff. I haven't been interested in. It's like, I feel like I've watched these movies where people are forced to compete in games.
Oh, it's based off a Japanese movie. Battle Royale is what Hunger Games is based off of.
Huh.
At least that's what people believe. Let's get to Julian. It could be about the 49ers. It could be about what's happening at Fox Sports. You never know. It's Julian. What's up?
What it is, guys. Happy New Year, man. So, obviously, 49ers was a really bad year for us. Injuries decimated us. So, my consolation prize was not one fantasy championship, but two, not to mention an undefeated season, which I have never seen personally. As far as the Fox Sports, boy, Skip tried to pay $1.5 million to hit it. And Joy Taylor was throwing it out there. Acho was taking it all up. Nummy, nummy, nummy. And then what's the guy, the Dexter or whatever? Dog, I saw the dude. There's no way he got to get Joy Taylor.
What do you mean there's
no way? Wow. The producer, whatever his name is, the older white guy, at least Acho got some swag, and, you know, he used to be an athlete. This other guy? it's pretty crazy, man. But good luck to y'all. Hopefully y'all win. How's it going?
He's talking about the Texans, I guess, there. If you don't know what he's talking about, Joy Taylor, she is mentioned in the lawsuit. She's a defendant, I believe, in this lawsuit because of a hairdresser who was suing multiple people at Fox Sports for what you would consider sexual harassment. Now, in the lawsuit, beyond the fact that Joy Taylor is alleged to have had a romantic relationship with Emmanuel Acho and a Fox Sports exec, she was asked by this hairdresser, or at least her hairdresser talked to her about some of the harassment she had been faced, and Joy Taylor allegedly said, get over it. And the other big thing coming out of it is not only is Joy Taylor being accused of being in a relationship with a Fox Sports exec and Emmanuel Acho, according to the lawsuit, is that she said that she would say if she was ever put in a position where she'd be forced out, that she would accuse the exec of forcing himself on her to make sure she kept her position. That is according to the lawsuit. What's true and what's not, I guess we'll find out. But it's ugly. And yes, Skip Bayless is being accused of offering $1.5
million. $1.5
million? Yes. To allegedly have sex with Nooshin Faragi, who is the hairstylist in question. She had
1.5
million. She worked at Fox Sports from 2012 through this past August. And
Skip Bayless may, it looks like, I mean, obviously this isn't spot track, but this is just reported, about $8 million a year. She was spending almost a quarter. He was offering almost a quarter of his yearly salary.
The lawsuit alleges that Bayless offered Faragi $1.5 million to have sex with him following years of sexual harassment. So this was an ongoing thing, and at some point he just said, hey, can I pay for it? According to the lawsuit.
Man. Fox Sports won. Okay.
Charlie Dixon allegedly grabbed her backside. He's being sued at a birthday party. And when Taylor And when Faragi made Joy Taylor aware of the incident, the former employee alleges Taylor told her to get over it. Also, Faragi alleges complaints of bullying against Taylor. So that's why Joy Taylor's being sued. And the thing that people don't really care about, that aspect of it, telling a woman that you work with to get over it, it's the other stuff I mentioned. The Ocho thing, the sleeping with the executive thing, and then allegedly saying that if he ever tried to come for her job, she would tell people that he forced himself on her. We heard Julian say, at least Ocho has some swag. I have seen the opposite. People are upset with Joy Taylor for daring to be in a relationship with Emmanuel Ocho. They're like, him? No, not him. So whatever you think of Emmanuel Ocho, Julian, the internet says they think less of Joy Taylor for reasons that they shouldn't. It's mostly because of allegedly being with Ocho. That's how bad they think his sports takes are. That she should be with someone cooler. Never mind that, as you mentioned, he's an ex-athlete.
Ex-athlete. Longhorn legend.
Yeah. The guy played in the NFL and major college football, and they think he's not cool enough. That's how badly they hate him. That's how much they hate him.
Someone said that because Emmanuel Ocho, for whatever reason, hasn't tweeted.
He's on television this morning, but yes, the guy who loves to tweet on NFL Sundays,
last week of the NFL season, just stopped
tweeting when the news broke.
And
deleted a video of him praising Joy Taylor as well.
Well, you know. Someone said that when we do get the Emmanuel Ocho response video, he's going to use every word in the dictionary.
I didn't know anything about this, about what if he could possibly have had a relationship with Joy Taylor, because why would I care? But the internet is interneting, and they found a picture of him at her home, I guess, watching football. I don't know what they were doing, and he was barefoot in her house. And you're like, okay. Ain't no man, ain't no coworker just sitting barefoot in your home if something's not going on. He out there barefoot in her home.
I like that. That's the
Everyone's like, we should have known.
That's the moment in the detective show that happens like the last 5 minutes for aha, case closed.
Yes, if you didn't believe it before,
yeah.
Look, he's barefoot.
Your Honor,
what man do you know is walking around barefoot in a woman's home and? He's not having a romantic relationship with her. I will say this. I have never been barefoot in a woman's home who I was not having a romantic relationship with. You don't just take off your shoes and socks just to hang out with someone.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not what you do.
Yeah, I was going to say, you take off your shoes.
If they ask you to, if that's their rule, you do that. But the socks don't. Maybe
socks.
The only defense he would have is, I came in with flip-flops. What else am I supposed to do? That's the only defense he could have. But no one's going to believe that.
I was in Florida. It's L.A.
Yeah, it's warm. I had my flip-flops on. She asked me to take them off, so I did. But, yeah, so that's out there, just to give you some context of what Julian's talking about.
Bad stuff. Bad stuff all around, but people are having fun with it.
Of course. They are having fun with the funny,
with the innocent part.
The alleged innocent parts of it.
Yeah, the parts that aren't crimes.
Yeah, the skip thing, the
– people are having fun.
The harassment thing, the grabbing of her backside at a party, those things aren't so fun. And Joy Taylor getting roasted, not even for the fake or the alleged fake Me Too thing that she was going to pull. It's how dare you have sex with Emmanuel Ocho.
And I think a lot of it is Emmanuel Ocho's social media, just social media accounts throughout the year. Because you mentioned the picture of the – like this is all stuff that like he just put out.
Yes. No one's looking for him.
And there's a lot of birthday posts where it's like, happy birthday to my girl, Joy Taylor.
And everyone's like, oh, look at him, just bigging up his coworker.
Yeah.
Doesn't look like that now.
No. Looks funny in the light.
Yes. Particularly when he starts deleting things. Oh.
He's got a lot of...
He's got a Shameik Moore in him.
I'll tell you, he has a lot...
Except, according to reports, he actually...
Shameik Moore,
he actually was able to do what Shameik Moore could not do.
He's still shut out on the scoreboard that we're looking at. He's going to have to do a lot more deleting, because I saw a lot of people just... It was so bad that people weren't quote-tweeting Emmanuel Ocho's thing. They were just retweeting it. Like, no words necessary. Here's just...
The evidence speaks for itself.
Here's him, like, welcoming Joy Taylor onto a set, and it's just so over the top that you're like, huh. It all looks different now.
I mean, even looking at it beyond he could have been in a relationship with her, it still looks funny. Like, what are you doing? Sit down.
That's part of it. Is it also, it's the reason that people are upset at Joy Taylor for again, the part that isn't like actually bad,
yeah,
is really him.
This is the guy, the corny dude who stood up on television and did what he did to Big U. This is who you're. Yeah, look. Like who you like, whatever, but the internet is taking issue.
The thing is, this isn't like who you like. It's like who you can climb up the corporate ladder for.
Well, that too.
That's
particularly
the issue.
With the executive in question. We will see how it all plays out. But the person who's coming out the worst, not Skip Bayless, even though he offered 1.5.
Which
is nuts.
That's almost a quarter of his yearly salary from Fox Sports.
It's nuts. There's no doubt about it.
1.5?
Look. Skip figured out at some point, according to the reports, that it wasn't going to happen just by me talking to her.
Did he start at $500,000 and then it was like one?
Yeah.
One and a half.
It doesn't suggest there was a negotiation. It just says after years of sexual harassment, he decided, all right, enough of this. I'm done trying to be clever or what I think is clever and to convince you it's going to be something else. And she.
How do you even give someone $1.5 million? Like, he can't write a check. Like,
how do you explain it? Like, yeah. Did she get it in cash?
Exactly. It's so much money. You can get $10,000. That's a lot of cash.
Does he have a fixer like Cohen for Trump? Does he have one of those guys who's going to hand her the money? How does it work?
Does he like buy her $1.5 million house?
Yeah. Is he handing her a check or is he buying her things to make up 1.5 million? How's he getting it done?
Skip Bayless owns a whole bunch of car washes in L.A.
He's washing.
Laundering the money.
He doesn't have to because, I mean, if you do it, I mean, I imagine if she was down for it, it wouldn't become a thing. He'd be fine. I just don't know how that process works. They work in a stratosphere we don't work in. Yeah. So I don't know.
He offered almost a quarter of his yearly salary. That's not a stratosphere we live in.
Yeah, you are locked in. We're talking about it this morning. You're locked in on the fact. We're talking about it this morning. How would it apply to us? I'm not going to mention names because that's ugly. But what will we do? Be offering $50 gift cards from Uberito to someone for this? What's the equivalent for us to do that?
Promo code MAPES.
Yeah. What are we doing to try to get that done? After, well, we wouldn't go through the years of harassment.
No.
We wouldn't, Del. Exactly. But even if that was pushed aside.
Okay, yes. To push that aside.
And we just decide, you know what? Nothing I'm not going to convince this woman that she likes me enough for this to happen. Let's remove that. We're not charming enough for that. What are we doing? There's nothing in my brain that would even come close to thinking, hey, let's chit-chat aside. Let's move that aside. It's not part of my DNA. Apparently, it's a part of Chip's.
Yeah, how do
Chip.
You,
I keep calling him Chip. Skip.
How do you,
Maybe I want Chip Kelly to be involved. I'm not sure.
Skip. Oh, man, that'd be awesome. Skip. Right before the Texas game?
Yeah, for you.
Please.
A giant distraction for Ohio State.
Throw him in handcuffs.
Lead him out of the facility. Skip is who we're talking about. Skip Bayless. All right. We have some news regarding one Reed Shepard, which kind of maybe coincides with the sound we're about to play. We'll play the sound. I'll give you the news about Reed Shepard. A surprise turn for him, considering what the thought was about him coming into the year. Odds on favorite to win Rookie of the Year? Not going to be the case. We'll hear from Tom Haberstroh and what he thinks the Rockets will do with Reed Shepard, and we'll find out what they actually did when we come back. But first, Sean wants to tell you about Prize Picks.
Yes, Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app, and it's the playoff time in the NFL. It's the playoff time in college football, the real playoffs. It's the Final Four. You've been watching these teams all year. You've been watching Texas all year. You've been watching the Houston Texans all year. Now's your chance to make money on Prize Picks, and take some mores, take some lesses. Do you like C.J. Stroud? Do you think that the good vibes from their one drive will lead C.J. Stroud to throw over his passing yard projection? Do you think that you'll get more of what you've seen and it'll be a less for the Texans when they play the Chargers? Do you believe in the Ohio State Buckeyes, that they are just a wood chipper of a football team now and everyone who stands in their way gets absolutely torn apart? I kind of believe that. So maybe you like Jeremiah Smith to score a touchdown, maybe like him for yards. You can do that on Prize Picks. All you do, you download the Prize Picks app today. Use promo code MAPES to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. That's promo code MAPES to get $50 instantly when you place your first $5 lineup on Prize Picks. Run your game.
Loot and Rain rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
The Del Olalea Show continues
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's your host, Del Olalea.
Welcome back. So, the Rockets get a win over the Lakers. Nice games by Amen Thompson and Jalen Green. They carried them to that win. Rockets do what they normally do. Even when they jump out to a sizable lead, the shooting dips and teams get back in it. But they found a way. They made enough plays in the fourth quarter, including the Fred VanVleet steal off of the inbounds. The Lakers were down by three, needed a three to tie late, couldn't get the ball in, had a timeout, I think, and didn't use it. And Fred VanVleet jumps in, get a steal, makes one out of two, and they eventually win that game. The guy who did not play was Reed Sheppard. And that actually followed this from Tom Haberstroh. He said this going into the Celtics game, but Tom Haberstroh was on with Kevin O'Connor, formerly of The Ringer, now has his own podcast, I think, with Yahoo. This was predictions for 2025, and here is one for Reed Sheppard.
I think Reed Sheppard's going to get moved in 2025, and here's why. Over his last nine games, he's had four DNP coaching decisions.
Tough.
He's averaging 11 minutes per game, buried on Houston's bench.
Don't remind me, Tom.
This team does not want to play a rookie this type of minutes because they're trying to win a championship. And this is the fewest minutes per game for a top three guy since Otto Porter with the Washington Wizards. Okay. Before that, it's Darko. That's the lowest playing time that we've seen from a top three pick outside of Otto Porter in 2013 and then Darko in 2003.
Invoking the name Darko Milicic doesn't feel great. Not for the guy who everyone thought was going to win Rookie of the Year coming off the Summer League, and a lot had to do with how bad they thought the draft was. Reed Sheppard looked great in Summer League. The other draft prospects, not so much, and everyone loved him coming in. That has not translated to on the court, and hasn't translated to minutes, which is not surprising. The fear with the Rockets consistently, at least for some people who love, as they say, the core seven, which now, I guess we can still call that. We had one core member complain publicly about he didn't know what to do to get time. Now he is getting time now, Cam Whitmore, because of injuries, and another member of your core seven doesn't play. And now they have sent him down to Rio Grande Valley. So Reed Sheppard is now a viper for a little bit as he needs to find minutes because Tom Haberstroh laid it out. He's not getting time, and it's, I won't use the word historic, but it is noteworthy that you can throw Darko in there and compare him to Reed Sheppard when it comes to lack of minutes.
Yeah, yeah. And those two guys both have, like, they're on good teams.
Yes.
That's part of it.
That is part of it.
Most of the time, like, Jalen Green has started literally every game he's ever played in the NBA.
Yes, if Reed Sheppard came in when Jalen Green came in, Reed Sheppard would have gotten minutes. Yeah. This one, you want to call Dylan Brooks a wing or a backcourt guy, you have two veteran backcourt players, and then you have another established top three pick in Jalen Green. We talked about it. Where were the minutes going to come from? Mm-hmm. The assumption was Reed Sheppard would just force his way in by being good enough. Have you met Ime Udoka?
Yeah, exactly.
You think he's going to allow a young guard, to make mistakes when his focus is on winning ball games? The same guy who was playing Jeff Green down the stretch last year in games as opposed to Jabari Smith?
Yeah.
This is the guy you think he's going to give Reed Sheppard minutes just to see how it goes?
Yeah, and part of it is that they are like a noticeably step, maybe even a step and a half better than they were last year. Like they made a step up. So this is like the most competitive Rockets team that you could be dropped into. And yeah, Reed Sheppard isn't going to get the kind of just see what happens minutes that most guys his draft position would get. As far as the other point of he's going to be traded this year, I could see it. I could see it for like a Fox or in the Fox move or if Booker or something, if they come loose in the offseason.
Not only as an asset, but as a salary that helps facilitate a deal.
Probably like $8 million range, $10 million range.
Whether it's this year or next year, his salary could be a main component maybe not a main component, but a component that helps get the deal done.
And it's better of $10 million of Reed Shepard than Jock Landale. Yes. No disrespect.
It's an easier sell.
No disrespect.
Easier sell to a front office and a coach to go, hey, this was a top.
Yeah, top three pick last year. Pick got in buried the in the rotation because he's on a stacked Houston team.
Yeah.
Now he's your new Phoenix Sun. Yeah. Hey, remember Dan Marley? Remember Steve Nash?
They would hope more Steve Nash. Dan Marley was a good player, but the comps
I'm
probably
just thinking of white.
Yeah, I know the comps end with them both being white. If we're looking for comps, you would go Steve Nash. If we're talking about former Suns, certainly not Rex Chapman. So,
Rex Chapman, come on down.
There are plenty. Did Hornacek play any minutes with the Suns? Ooh,
he might have. Yeah,
I don't remember exactly, but there that is. Tom Abishow predicts Reed Shepard will be traded. The move the Rockets did make is send him down to RGV. Yeah.
I don't think they have to. I just think that it's if they do make that all-in move, that he'd probably be in it.
Someone people are going to want and someone they might feel they could part with.
Yeah. It's just a difference in, like you said, he's less important for the Rockets than he would be for a team that's blowing it up.
Yeah. And Hornacek did play for the Suns and then coached there as well.
I forgot about that, yeah.
Yeah, for like four seasons. 13 to 16, Jeff Hornacek.
Not a lot of playoff wins.
No. The Suns weren't winning a lot at that point.
Nope.
But he did hang on.
Probably more top five picks than I guess Booker was like 13. Did he make a playoff?
He made two playoffs.
Oh.
In his first 2 years, and then it fell apart in 16, and he had to go.
Oh, okay.
Then the Knicks hired him, and he was bad there too. Hadn't been seen since. I think he might have been this. He was an assistant for the Rockets during their dark years, the last years.
Actually, now I remember that because people were like, "Oh, Jeff Hornacek."
Oh no,
because the Jazz thing.
Yeah. You don't want him here. People holding on. And look, they were right. Look how bad they were when the former Jazz coach was here. The former Jazz player was there. They stunk while he was here. You got to blame him for that.
Yeah. Now they have a former Spur. Now they're good.
Yeah. Well, we'll take that one.
Yeah.
Because the Spurs actually won titles.
And I don't know if he's still on the coaching staff, but they had Tiago Splitter at some point.
I don't think Tiago's still on the coaching staff. You would notice the
giant.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Rockets have some former players on the roster like Royale Ivy and, of course, Ime Udoka. If Tiago Splitter was walking around, I think we would have noticed.
Yeah. Because
they give the assistants a chance to talk to Vanessa Richardson.
Yeah, the first half.
If Tiago was there, I just want him to be the guy. Let's just hear from Tiago.
All time Vanessa interview guy.
Yes,
Royale Ivy. He's like, come on, I'm trying to get a head coaching job. Get my name out there.
Well, maybe if you would have led Sudan to a medal, you would have got a job.
Yeah. Don't worry. He'll be the Texas basketball coach at the end of the year.
Very possible. Now Tiago Splitter is the head of Paris Basketball.
Okay, that's a step up.
It's a team for the French professional.
Let me guess, Paris.
No, I'm trying to. No, I was going to say. I was going to figure out what league they play in because they got it in across the pond.
Oh,
as they would say they have
Ligue 1. That's what.
Yeah, you got the French, Spanish. They play in EuroLeague, but there's a smaller league in France that they play for. Either way, Tiago Splitter not here, but was an assistant for a couple years.
Still in our hearts.
Always. Another former Spur that we love, apparently. All right, we got one more segment to go before we wrap it up. Then Gallant and George, as a whole, they're back, right? Completely. Gallant and George back together again. They will get you started at 12. But before we get there, I want to talk about Monument Chevrolet. It's a place that you go to if you want a great car, and obviously more specifically, a Chevy. So whether you want a Colorado, Silverado, Trax, Blazer, they're all there for you. Check them out on the website, monumentchevrolet.com. And once you get to the website, you're going to see the prices are great. And the best part about those prices are once you get out on the dealership, once you get to the floor or the lot, the prices aren't going to change. It's perfect. You don't want any hidden fees. You don't want any upcharges. So from the website, monumentchevrolet.com, to once you get out there on Beltway 8 at 225, you're not going to be surprised by anything except maybe the great service. They're very friendly. They understand that the car buying experience sometimes can be a little treacherous. You want to be able to understand what's going on, but you want to get out of there quickly. You want to get your car. You don't want to spend a long time there. They're going to work with you to make sure that gets done. And they celebrate they celebrate the work they do, the service they do, by honoring a salesperson of the week. This week is Sam. He's from Pasadena. He understands that Monument Chevrolet has been serving that community for 50 years. He gets it, and he wants to help you get the best car you can. And with 50 years of service, they have deals across their inventory to celebrate 50 years of helping out people. MonumentChevrolet.com is the website. Bellway 8 and 225 is where you go when you want to check out the cars in person. Remember, Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ESPN 97.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Del Olalea Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now back to Del Olalea.
If you have dreams of Bobby Slowick no longer being your OC, hope the Jets hire him. They have requested to interview him, so Bobby Slowick on the Jets list of people they want to talk to. That includes Rex Ryan, includes Ron Rivera. Rex Ryan pretty confident that he's going to get the job. He's telling people, yeah, I got a great shot, so we will see. And he's already telling people, when I'm there, that Rodgers stuff ain't going to fly.
Yeah, get him, Rex.
He's telling people that publicly, and by publicly, I mean saying it on ESPN. He's saying that to people. Ah, not I. That ain't the way things will be run when I'm the coach.
Is Rex like he's basically the lovable alumni for pretty a much college program?
Yes.
But he was an NFL. Like, he didn't, you know, it's an NFL job. It's a franchise.
Well, Mike Tannenbaum, part of the 33rd team, former Jets exec, they hired him, or at least they hired that company to help with the hiring process. So the former Jet exec being part of the process to potentially hire the former Jet coach, possible. Lewis Riddick has interviewed former NFL executive and current ESPN employee. So they're dipping into that. We know Mike Tannenbaum. I'm not sure what his status is, but he's at least a contributor to ESPN. I'm not sure what his official title is. So it's a lot of I don't want to call it, if you want to call it incestuous, I'm not sure, but it feels like that's what's going on over there.
It's going back to the glory days. It's Tennessee bringing back Phil Fulmer.
They brought back Johnny Majors. Actually, they actually did bring back Johnny Majors.
Yeah, I meant Phil Fulmer when he came back as the AD. It's Rich Rod going back to West Virginia. Scott Frost going back to UCF.
Yeah.
Sometimes, hey, it's been a tough couple years. For the Jets, it's been a tough decade.
Their best times were with Rex and...
That this generation of Jets fans, like my generation and a little bit older, all they know as far as successful NFL seasons go is Rex Ryan is our head coach.
Yes, it wasn't aesthetically pleasing. They played defense, ran the football, and that was enough.
But you know what? That Rodgers stuff didn't fly.
Yeah.
That's what I care about if I'm a Jets fan. Honestly, I'm joking, but that actually would be my main thing is like this Rodgers thing. Nope. Good. You're hired.
Yeah. Breece Hall and Braylon Allen getting ready to learn 50 carries combined, buddies.
Yeah.
They're going to be – if Rex Ryan had the job.
Yeah.
If he had
Kirk Cousins get ready to move to New York.
You joke, but let's not pretend.
I mean, it's not like they could do, you know, much better than that, so.
Yeah, I don't know exactly where they land in the draft. Another team we shouldn't have won yesterday if we're talking about draft prospects. You can throw another AFC East team.
Maybe they get yours.
Well. Now you wouldn't have to root against your boy.
That'd be sick for me.
Yeah.
Are they the eighth pick? Ninth pick?
I don't know where they are right now after winning yesterday, but they're going to have a chance probably not to get one of the top quarterbacks. Maybe they are a team
seventh pick? There we go.
Who drafts in the second round for a quarterback? Who knows?
Second round.
Oh, I'm sorry. You thought yours was a top 10 pick?
Well, I did notice that when I said that they should draft whatever, the Titans should draft someone first and then get Quinn Ewers in the second round. I was like, Dell didn't notice I just made him the 33rd pick in the draft.
No, I did notice. Okay. That's not bad.
Okay.
I didn't think he was a first rounder. Still don't, even though he's a competent college quarterback and maybe even better than that. NFL prospect, we will see. We are done for the day. We'll be back tomorrow. Gallant and George, as I said, are whole again, and they'll be back. Well, they're coming up here shortly. Followed by the Killer Bees. They're fine, right? Everyone's back. The holidays are over. Everyone's back. So since we're done, Sean, what is that?
Shred up, Stroud!
One drive, huh? Touchdown on one drive. Yeah. It would fit. He only got the drive, and he scored a touchdown on it. Threw one.
What more could you want?
the vibes are back. They feel great about themselves. We'll see what they do against the Chargers. We'll talk about more about that later in the week. We're done. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
ESPN 97.5.